Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Cecilia Harvey, the CEO of Hive Dynamics, a tech company that creates sensor technology solutions that are revolutionizing the standards for data harvesting across healthcare monitoring, aviation, and motorsports. Cecilia, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be joining you. Looking forward to this session that we're having right now.
Well, I'd say it's a happening session for sure on that. Now, tell us about Hive Dynamics to kick things off and your sensor technology that is relevant not only now but in the future.
Yeah, I think the exciting bit about Hive in terms of our sensor tech is that with the technology, we're using sensors in a way that really haven't been used in so many ways, particularly around data harvesting. Everybody knows that data is really the new oil. So in terms of our tech, the interesting thing about it is that we're able to leverage it across so many different industries. So for example, within healthcare and just remote monitoring within healthcare, everything that's going on right now with the pandemic, with COVID-19, it's just been quite a worldwide sensation about everything that's going on with COVID. People are really looking, especially as we're trying to enter this recovery mode. So with our sensor technology, one of the things that we are working with companies on is how do we use sensor tech in a way to remotely monitor certain abnormalities of people's medical vitals, which are symptoms that are similar to those that are when somebody who has COVID-19 is exhibiting. So our sensor technology is being used for wearables in order to detect those symptoms and really helping people to design tools and solutions that can allow us to get to a point where we are more comfortable getting back into the workplace, where parents do feel that they can be comfortable sending their children back into school. So to work for a company that's doing things that are really impacting these current real-world issues is just such a privilege. So really excited about things like that.
And with great reason to be excited, I can understand that. Now, the circumstances we're in right now with COVID-19 means that many organizations are dealing with change and uncertainty. Do you think the current situation has changed what people want to see from a leader? Talk to us about that perspective.
I think in terms of what people want to see from a leader, that hasn't really changed. I think that just with the current situation, people are going to demand more of that. So in terms of those things that people have always wanted to see from their leaders, they want to see leaders that are responsible. They want to see leaders that have integrity. They want to see leaders that really do what they say that they're going to do. That hasn't really changed. That's definitely not going to change. And also, I think in terms of what people are expecting from leadership, it's more than just what you're doing internally within your company, but people are also going to expect people to, as leaders, really try and bring together communities even outside and external to the company. And also, as leaders continue to be vocal on certain issues that have social impact realities to them also.
Good points made right there, and thanks for your input. Now, taking it even further as far as leadership is concerned, especially in the tech sector, how can tech leaders take responsibility for increasing trust in a post-COVID world?
That's a really good question. I think that especially right now, especially in this post-COVID world, people are going to be really looking for leaders that are going to be able to demonstrate integrity. And this is more than just sort of this level way of really looking at trust and integrity in terms of are you doing the right things from more of an operational type place. But Then there's more of the behavioral ways of looking at trust. So is there a blame culture? Is there a meritocracy? Are people exhibiting the right behaviors where they're being held accountable? Are leaders taking a stance on social issues? So I think people are no longer going to accept the typical leadership qualities and actions that your traditional sort of corporate training would advise, you know, sort of like walking the floor and open door policy, sort of those tick in the box types of behaviors. Now there's going to be more emphasis on how leaders respond to social issues and people issues. This is really going to show the type of person that you are and what you value. And one in terms of people are going to know beyond just the social, the surface stuff. They're really going to know if you can be trusted or not.
Really good to talk about this. And of course, the world is learning a lot through all this as well. Today, we're joined by Cecilia Harvey, the CEO of Hive Dynamics, a tech company that creates sensor technology solutions that are revolutionizing the standards for data harvesting across healthcare monitoring, aviation, and motorsports. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Cecilia, what does good look like for tech culture going forward in terms of diversity and inclusiveness?
Good question. I think that in terms of diversity and inclusion, we really need to get to that point where our organizations really reflect the world around us, and just bring that more to reality. There's so many people that genuinely wanted to address the diversity issue. It's always good to really focus on specific measurable solutions that address the root cause and address the systemic issue. In my experience, that's initiatives that really build and sustain and strengthen a diverse talent pipeline. I also believe that you really need to focus on the top, and that really means that diversity amongst our leadership teams, board of directors, management committees, at Hive, our governing and our advisory board, it's 30% Black, 60% are people of color, and we didn't set any targets. That this wasn't even really a conscious effort. It happened because qualified candidates that were also diverse were already a part of our pipeline. They were already a part of our community. They were already on our radar. So when the opportunity arose, we already knew the best person for the role, and they just happened to be a person of color. It was already embedded in the fabric of our culture. I've never really been one that's believed in quotas or even diversity candidate lists for hiring, because that can really be a tick in the box exercise. And I vividly remembered in instances at other organizations where that hasn't been a good thing. But I think that going forward, we really need to get to that point where at all levels of an organization, diversity, it's shown in a way where it truly represents the world around us.
Certainly appreciate how you responded to that question, embedding it in the culture and not actually targeting people. But if you build the culture, it will come. So good stuff. What advice do you have on scaling a business? Kind of shifting gears here a little bit.
Scaling a business. That's a really good question. I think that, and it varies from organization to organization. But in terms of what I've found, you really need to remain focused and stay committed to your core. Your core is your foundation. So you really need to know what you are and what you aren't. At our core, we're a sensor technology company, so our sole focus is really on always optimizing our sensor technology and constantly improving the precision of our data and that's really where our tech comes from. So we know what we are, we know what we're on. Scaling a business, and I think people can't really see it as a blank check. It always amazes me the massive amounts of money that tech companies, especially when they're looking at scaling their businesses, how much they spend. I remember in other organizations where I've worked, people would come to me and ask me, you know, can we build this? Can we hire this? And I would always ask, well, how much? Why does it cost this much? And, you know, can't you do that in a different way? That's a little bit of a lower cost way. So I think with scaling, you need to be very focused and also in terms of looking at partnerships and in a way of being able to access multiple sales channel, looking at joint venture opportunities, really maximizing your budget in the best way that you can. So looking at resource and location strategy, outsourcing anything that's non-core, and also considering your location strategy to low-cost regions, particularly things in different time zones where you can really have a follow-the-sun type of a model and remote resources. Also, I think that whenever scaling a business and especially outsourcing, you really need to make sure that you're protecting your intellectual property and you're continuing to add to that intellectual property. But even though you scale, it's important that you still stay lean, focused, fast, and efficient, because you want to be scaling in a manner where you're growing revenues, but your costs aren't growing at that same rate or faster.
Truly some solid advice. Can't thank you enough for that. And as we conclude, like to get a little bit more out of the well, if you will, what is your top tip for those in the technology sector?
Oh, well, it depends on a lot of different things, particularly I think if you're somebody interested in working in the technology sector and in having a career in the technology sector, I think that it's always staying fresh and staying relevant. Technology, one of the great things about it is that it's such a dynamic industry. That's what really attracted me to it. I love it how even 20 years later, I'm still learning every single day. But I think that one of the key things is because it is such a dynamic industry, and especially, you know, as we're going through changes in our world, in our economy, I mean, this latest pandemic is certainly an example. It's always making sure that you are able to stay relevant in terms of what you're doing from a technology perspective. How does it relate and how is it addressing issues that people are dealing with today, and not only today, but future issues, and making sure that your technology is aligning to that also, and that also your career is going in a way where you're aligning to those problems that people are trying to solve from a tech perspective in now and in the future. And even if people aren't thinking about how technology can solve for those future problems, staying relevant and thinking about that is going to keep you relevant in the game and competitive. So that's definitely the advice that I have.
And certainly appreciated. We've been speaking with Cecilia Harvey, the CEO of Hive Dynamics. Cecilia, where can listeners get more information on Hive Dynamics online and also be in touch?
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, visit our website, www.hivedynamics.com. And definitely we're on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. And myself, similarly, I'm living on social media. So follow us there, and we'd love to hear more.
Well, it sounds easy enough, and certainly appreciate that, Cecilia. Again, folks, it is HiveDynamics.com. Cecilia, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Cecilia Harvey, the CEO of Hive Dynamics, a tech company that creates sensor technology solutions that are revolutionizing the standards for data harvesting across healthcare monitoring, aviation, and motorsports. And for all the details, visit HiveDynamics.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.